scratch these computers? They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I think we're on the air. I had to push the buttons because Gus is busy answering the phone. How's everybody doing?
Tell the truth. He's playing his new PSP.
Yeah, he's got a PSP. We walked into the studio, and he's sitting here working his thumbs out. But they're in great shape. The rest of them, he looks like an 80-year-old guy, and he's only in his teens. But the rest, you know, his thumbs are just like, they're like
Schwarzenegger's.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm your host, Mike Rayo. With me, Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon.
Jimmy.
The Technology Geeks. We got a studio full of people. They're cleaning the blinds so we can look right into the FM studio. We can look into the production manager studio.
No, we can't. There's like something else behind there.
Yeah, it's called darkness because the door's closed and the lights are off.
Cleaning the blinds breaks the ambience of the place.
I don't know what we're doing today.
We got an action-packed show.
We got a lot of stuff going on, yeah, but I unfortunately did not boot my computer in time for the show, which always happens.
Bring it on, geek boy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for covering for me, because I appreciate that. Feature today, we're actually, during the show, I thought we'd do something different here. Everybody keeps asking me about MySpace. I got emails all week, MySpace. What's this new AIM, Instant Messenger is coming out with their version of it, which I don't want to, in case Tim's got it in the news,
I skipped it because you had it as a feature.
Oh, there we go. And
look at the teamwork.
Also, we have Ted the Shareware Man. Now, let me try that again. Ted the Shareware Man, Roselski. I hope I pronounced that right. And he is the guest speaker at the Central New York PC Users Group, and his topic is Barbarians at the Gates, Defending Your Digital Domain. I have no idea. He will take you on a security tour of your cyber castle, which I would assume is your house. I don't know. You'll learn where to look to discover digital vulnerabilities, how to identify holes in your armaments and plug them. So this is kind of, he's using some kind of like medieval tie-in. This is something like Tim would like to do with his role-playing games and stuff, right?
I've been playing a priest this week. It's very hard.
Have you? Yeah. Well, for you.
Guy tries hacking into your computer and you respond with a catapult.
Yes.
A burning oil.
So we're going to have him on, and we'll let the, he is a true geek, and we'll let the geeks hear. Now, you guys have obviously a similar mission in life with your site, MajorGeeks.com, as well as many of your other sites. So I guess you guys will have a lot to talk about. But we're going to bring Ted right on the show this week as well. Of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. We've got a Geek of the Week software pick, and our website of the week was Dumb Facts, but Jim wants to change that to something else, so we're going to do that a little bit later. Right?
Got a little something that I'm got the first beta up last night. Little something, something.
All right, number to call 421-9325-421-WFBL. But we'll start out as we do with all shows with Tim with the news. Well,
I was trying to get today's show thing up. I can't get it going. Where's my music, man?
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm not hearing nothing either. All right, so we'll just roll into it. I did a little that didn't work.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. How about this one? There's word on the street that Seagate is readying a 750-gig desktop hard drive.
Woohoo!
Word is they're on the verge of announcing a 3.5-inch desktop hard drive with a capacity of 750 gigs, increasing the Barracuda's line which by about 50% from what they have right now, which is a heck of a jump. Yeah. They're talking about 7,200 RPMs. For you geeky people.
Oh, it's not a 10,000K?
No, but it has 16 megs of cache.
Oh, okay. So, oh, yeah, they, probably so the throughput on it is still pretty good.
You have to kind
of... For those of you who don't know, never mind, it's too complicated.
Well, basically, it's like anything else. As it gets bigger, to make it faster is a little bit tricky, so you can compensate by basically having extra memory on it. You know?
And also, the 10,000 RPMs tend to run a little hotter, so if heat's a problem, heat is a problem these days, so the trade-off to go to a 7,200 RPM is actually sometimes to your benefit.
Interesting. Yeah.
Is it?
Apparently, Mike's developed a drinking problem with
his
coffee this
Mike
morning.
Yeah, just spilled it all over me because the lid developed a leak. I am going to invent the leak-proof coffee lid and make millions of dollars. Let me get off this little show.
Now, for all the negative MySpace stuff, we'll try this one. Five teenage boys accused of plotting a shooting rampage at their high school on the anniversary of the Columbine Massacre were arrested Thursday after a message authority said warned of a gun attack appeared on the website, MySpace.com.
MySpace, yes. So, everything evil in the world, I think, originates at MySpace, don't you? The Taliban,
you know,
I think the Taliban first got organized through MySpace.com.
Yeah, it was
really
MySpace.com / Taliban.
I was thinking back like when we were kids. They didn't have something like this. Pretty much everybody's on it. So the only thing they had, there was always something negative. For example, the band Kiss, who we've talked about recently.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Knights in the Service of Satan, was what the KISS was supposed to stand for. And your parents couldn't let you listen to that because it was Satanist music, and they wore makeup, and they were, you know.
So. It meant keep it simple, stupid.
Yes, it did.
So all for all, it's...
Which they lived up to, pretty much.
Absolutely.
I don't know
about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the U.S. government is seeking to adopt new legislation that will increase fines for providers who knowingly fail to report child pornography on their networks. I don't know about you guys, but I feel stupider just for reading that. It's pretty well done on most websites. Anyway, I can't think of too many websites out there who have anything to do with illegal activities have to report it. Pornography is usually, they want you to have a front page.
Yep.
So you got to say that you're 18 to go in. And most people monitor this stuff the best that they can. This MySpace story is a good example of, you know, people policing themselves, which is the one thing with the internet that I've always liked and hated to see new laws get invented, because the internet has fairly well policed itself up until this point.
I guess so. I mean, what's legal on the internet does bother me to a certain degree, but, I think...
It's the last bastion of pure freedom. I mean, the lawyers and corporate offices have been getting involved in the last few years. But up until recently, webmasters took care of it.
Right.
Yep. It's been a great...
Here's the thing.
Oh, sorry for coughing in my mic.
The new legislation proposes fines of $150,000 for service providers which knowingly fail to report child pornography on their networks, and a $300,000 fine for each additional violation. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, if I find stuff like that or somebody posts it on our website, we can have it removed. If you saw child pornography on a website somewhere, you just look to see who's running the server, you contact the server, and they'll pull it themselves. It never fails. They will not...
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. I think the only distinction is the sites that are designed, sex sites, pornography sites, I think they should be required to police themselves. In other words, you know, before cyberspace was there, and you had dirty magazines and those kinds of things, they were behind the counter at the drugstore or wherever they were sold. You know, in other words, they weren't accessible to kids.
Right.
And now with the internet, it appears that freedom of speech says, well, we don't have to do anything to kind of make it more difficult for kids to get to that information. I mean, it's just, it's left up to the parents, which is, I guess, okay if there were, you know, tools readily available that parents could understand and kids couldn't defeat. But that's just not true.
But the other thing, it comes down to in-home monitoring. I've been telling people forever that the internet is X-rated.
Yep.
Don't let little Johnny sit at the keyboard alone.
Right.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, we've got our computer in the den, and as soon as that door closes and they're in the computer, I can walk right over and open it up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just that's what the kids say. What are you doing? This is my privacy. Yeah, okay. No.
No.
Yeah, there's no privacy in this house.
Oh, I used to have that argument. Oh, yeah.
I had that with my daughter with a bunch of things, including computers. I took her bedroom door off. That's all.
Nice. I think I kicked his down one time. He tried locking me out.
He's looking. No, you didn't.
No, this is my other one.
Oh,
okay. Gave him a little foot to the door, and that was the end of that door for a while. An Oregon man was fined $84,000 for scamming users with bogus security warnings that led them to a phony anti-spyware program, according to the Washington State Attorney General. We've warned you guys about these type of programs before. They're actually rogue programs. Apparently in January, both Microsoft, you know, evil Microsoft, and Attorney General Rob McKenna filed lawsuits against Secure Computer of White Plains, New York, right up the road, for allegedly selling the bogus anti-spyware program called Spyware Cleaner. Three men were also charged with advertising the software as well, one from India, New Hampshire, and Oregon. Apparently, this guy Chen is the first to be penalized in the broader case and also holds the dubious honor of being the first defendant nailed by Washington State's 2005 Computer Spyware Act.
Interesting. It only took him a year to get somebody, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. Maybe it was turning slowly, you know? So, he was told to pay $84,000 in fines and restitution for promoting Spyware Cleaner. What he did was he was using the Windows NetSend command, typically used by network administrators to broadcast messages to employees.
Yep.
Basically, was using that to put pop-ups on users' machines that mimicked official warnings. I think many people who were listening have probably seen that where a program with little pop-ups says, "You have spyware. Mm-hmm. Install this now." Well, this is one of the guys that was behind it. People who were duped by the bogus message clicked on the embed link, were directed to his page, and then on to Secure Computer's own website. So that's one more guy, hopefully, off of the streets.
Good for them.
You got more time, or are you done with me?
Well, no, we can do one more story. Why not? We'll go a little long.
This is a semi-short one. I hadn't seen this done before. It was basically an earnings alert, and it was a breakdown that I spotted, where was it, news.com, of some of the recent, you know, just sort of a breakdown of the recent tech stocks. Google, for example, saw their revenues rise and beat expectations. Hynix, I haven't heard of them. They see their semiconductor profits plummet. Their South Korean chip maker attributes 31% drop in profits to a decline in chip prices and a strong Korean won. What's that?
Strong Korean what? It
says won, W-O-N. Help me.
That's their money.
Is it?
Yeah.
How would you know?
How would I know? Because it's called a sentence
Wong.
Structure in context, and that's the only thing it could be.
And deductive
if my internet was working, I'd look it up right now and sound a lot smarter than I do.
Indubitably, Watson.
Yes, definitely.
Where's your car parked?
Right in parking space number one, out in the parking lot.
There you go. SAP, the world's biggest maker of software applications for business, says
that's a great name for
sale,
them, too.
Yeah, said their license sales soared, profits disappointed, which makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't get this whole stock market thing. Shares fall on news that earnings lagged expectations, but analysts and banks still positive on the company's profits.
SAP is a big concentric accounting and specialized. Big companies like PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, IBM to a certain extent use SAP software. Very, very expensive software. Also very labor intensive. There's a lot of people you have to hire for the carrying feeding of SAP. So what's happening is that there are companies that are eroding their market share. This is something I know a little bit about because Microsoft is one of them. They went out and bought a company called Navision, which has two products, Xapta and then this traditional Navision Financials product. And they're just pasting, you know, and they also, of course, they also have their, not Peachtree, Great Plains software.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is eroding a lot of SAP's market share underneath any companies, smaller companies. But now even some of these other accounting packages, including Microsoft's, are jumping into the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000.
Real quick, we're heading to break. Nokia, good. Intel scrapes by. Apple, good. Missed on revenue, but earnings are strong. Qualcomm profit revenues increase. And eBay revenue growth has slowed a little bit. Overall, good news.
Good news. Stock market's good in the technology sector. Of course, that's for the last show, but we'll take a break right now. Regroup when we come back. We're going to try to get MySpace going. If you know how to get on or create an account on MySpace, give us a call, 421-9325, so we can figure out how to do it.
Help me get them.
You are listening to MajorGeeks.com. What are you guys doing?
Just finish up.
Nothing.
You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's and Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories.
The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
And you push a button there. Here, we're back with more of the technology. What else are we doing? MajorGeeks.com is a technology geek. That's what I'm doing today. A couple of announcements. First of all, coming up a little bit later in the show, we are going to have, I'm reaching for his name here, Ted the Shareware Man Rozelski. Sounds like a WWF wrestler. You know? What are you playing on your PSP? You're playing WWF, aren't you? See if Ted's on there. Somewhere.
He goes off the top rope and beats the heck out of you with 3.5 floppies.
Hey, listen, every day here on this radio station, as well as some others across the country, but starting here because that's where you can hear us now, for my Geek Break, our Geek Break, because it's MajorGeeks.com's Geek Break. The Geek Break is brought to you by MajorGeeks.com and Rent-A-Nerd Computer Services. You can hear it every day between like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and then in the evening drive time between 5 and 6. It's a neat little thing. Tells you, gives you all kinds of technology tidbits and stuff. Sounds really cool.
Tidbits.
And we could use some topics, so if you want to, give us an email at host@thetechnologygeeks.com and give us some topic ideas, because I have to do 20 of these a month. And sometimes you run out of ideas. I did one on Skype, which was really pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to run around, and I've got some interviewees lined up. It's only a 90-second bit, but you want to get more than just my voice on there. So I'm trying to do some interviews with some industry leaders, like big ones. Like I'm trying to get Bill Gates on there, Ted Rozelski.
Gus, is that supposed to be your picture on MySpace I'm looking at over there? Is that your photo? Yeah, it looks so much like you.
Oh, my God.
Shirtless bodybuilder on there. Not that Gus is to be left alone. This we all heard the exact opposite of the shirtless bodybuilder.
Gus just shattered his chair.
Gus's chair just broke, so we're going to have to take another commercial. No, we're not. 421-9325, 421-WFPL is the number to call. We got Bill on the line. You got some news for us, Bill.
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
On that C8 drive news you mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
It's basically a 400-gig drive with the vertical recording. Perpendicular recording.
Look at Bill go.
And they've also got the SCSI 15K with the same thing. It's like one of their 170 gig up to 300, and it's the first drive to go raw over 100 megabytes per second.
That's 100 Mbps.
Yep, it's 125 on the outer tracks.
Wow.
And it's costs about $500, I think, to start.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, actually, you know, you think about it, 10 years ago, a $500... 20-gig hard drive was a bargain.
Yeah.
Or you know, a $500 20-gig hard drive was a bargain. Nowadays, you know, I don't know, I just bought an external 170-gig, and I think I paid like $89 for it. And it's bulletproof. It's in a steel case, and it's just awesome.
Yep.
So, yeah, great. So we do hit 15K rotation speed drives, high-speed drives, if you want to spend $500. Plus get a SCSI backplane.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill. So long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. Okay, hey, we're starting up my MySpace account here. So let's see here. MySpace.com, that's how I'm starting. And then it says member login, so I got to put in an email address, so we'll do host at the Technology Geeks, right?
Sure.
Oh, no, I got to sign up, so I hit the sign up button.
I don't know, it could give a lot of spam. You might want to use Tim's address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Technologygeeks.com. Com. This is radio, guys. No yelling in the studio, please. Yeah. We're trying to be professional. Now, I have to put a first and a last name in. So what name should we use?
First name should be Technology, and then the second name, Geeks.
And then we'll call it Geeks. And the password, well, we can't tell anybody our secret password. we'll quick pick a complicated one like password or God or
something like
okay. Let me see here. I spelled that wrong.
It's P-A-S-S.
Okay, and then we have to put in a postal code.
Pick one.
I don't know. What's the zip code out here at this station? 13027. This is exciting radio. Yeah. Now, are we male or female? We're male. And our date of birth, let's see, well, our show began 3 years ago, so we will say, and it began the day, actually, our show opened the day they caught Saddam Hussein, and he's been on trial already now, mm-hmm. has he? Oh, no, he hasn't. It's been a long time. But that was December 21st, in the year 2004, right? No, 3. Wow, we've been on the air a long time. Allow others to see when it's my birthday. So we get to do that.
Here, why don't you give me your Social Security number, too?
Yeah. And let's see now. We have... Where did you go, by the way, Tim?
I was trying to find my page on MySpace, but I can never find it. That's probably why I got
okay,
no friends. That
then you have to put in this graphic verification so that there's no robots, or we call them in the industry bots, that automatically create MySpace accounts, which is kind of silly. And MD22PA I have to type in. And now I'm ready
silly.
To sign up.
It's not that silly, because MySpace is becoming almost a mini-internet. And, you know, picking up, having a MySpace slash name is becoming important to do. Recently, we did MySpace / Major Geeks, just so somebody else didn't pick it up, and it would be there. But, like, Stars are having a problem with it. David Spade, Tim was telling me, was doing a TV show the other day and going through all the MySpace / David Spade stuff. None of it was his, and, you know, it was all rumors about David Spade. So, you know, picking up your name is a good idea.
And there's one girl on there. She's in some sort of band. I don't know what her name is. She's the most popular person on MySpace with 963,000 or something friends on there,
mm-hmm.
and she's been going in all the talk shows, so it doesn't matter if you've watched Letterman, Leno, the David Spade show, mm-hmm. morning show. You've seen her on there, and she's talking about some big announcement, which a wild guess would be that they got signed, since she has almost 1 million people who just connect to her webpage alone.
See, well, now, I'm trying to sign up here, and I'm already having problems. It says, there was an error processing your request. Please try again, but they don't tell you what's wrong. There's no...
Okay. That's good, because I had a similar problem trying to log up and sign on. It took me probably a week to do it. And I actually sent a thing to support.
We only have a half an hour. Yeah.
Well, I actually sent a thing to support. I've never heard back from them on it.
So we know their tech support's really good. Boy, yeah. This is exciting. Whose idea was it to
are
do
you
this?
Using, are you using Maxton?
Let's blame...
Am I using what?
What are you using for a browser?
Internet Explorer.
Just Internet Explorer by itself. That's how I ended up finally having to sign up. It wouldn't work through some of the third-party stuff.
Yeah, I can't. Now, maybe it's because my age, we may have to go with my real date of birth, so I'll do that.
I don't know if it goes that high, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think it goes back in time that far. 1906 is as far back as it goes. Wouldn't that be depressing? Some person, some hundred, you know, centenarian gets on there and goes, what the heck? Can you? okay. That was really lame.
That's the excitement of MySpace. I was wondering how that would go, because you're assuming that... It's just such a busy site. It's not, hey, I found my web page. There it is. MySpace page. I finally got it to work.
Yay!
I rock.
Dead air. Great. Okay, so here we go. I'm trying to change my date of birth. And everybody says this is so easy to do. Of course, and here we go again. Your request, there was an error processing your request. Please try again.
When I did it, it literally took me like 40 or 50 seconds. So I'm guessing the problem with you is again, a nut loose on the keyboard.
Yes.
Thank you. Drum roll, please. Wow. I got to shoot off every joke, old joke that I've got.
Yeah, you were in the Caribbean. Now, you were out, you don't you look the same color. Mm-hmm. You are basically you're
very dull boy white.
I'm one shade lighter than
you. Do you use sunscreen like Crisco or something? What did you use? Spackle?
It's a sun protection factor like 45. I coat myself in it. You know the old geek phrase: the sun is trying to kill me. If I go into the sun after being inside for so long, I will spontaneously combust. The last time I was in Florida, it was 55 degrees, raining, and I got a sunburn. So I just covered myself in the stuff now. So tanning is a bad idea for me.
Okay. With that, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep trying to get this MySpace thing kicked off. If you can help us, 421-925-421-WFBL. When we come back, caller? Thanks for letting me know. You're playing your PSP over there. You don't tell me we got people on
the
phone.
He's got his wrestling pages up on the internet.
We're having some of the worst radio we've ever had. Okay, whoever we got on the phone there, hold on through the break because we do have to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll go right back to the phones. If you can help us with MySpace, please do. Is that what he's doing? No, he needs help. He needs help from us. Okay, we'll help you.
We're not qualified.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to try to get this MySpace thing logged. Also, a little bit later, Ted, the shareware man, Rozelski, will be on the show to talk about barbarians at the gates, how to defend your digital domain. Snore. And more of the show and that kind of stuff. You're listening to Major Geeks, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at Matexion, or you want to get rid of those spies, steal that information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great wear to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside. Inside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just so...
Gear up, because it's Rent-A-Dern. And to us, the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. There, call Rent-A-Dern. 454... That's 454-5611-4...
Okay, we're back. I have now think I fixed the problem. Tim's son had a run over here from home, and through the, what are they having, like the NHL playoffs at the ice skating rink down here down the road? There are cars parked a mile away from this place.
Well, that was great. We went off the air, and I said, you want me to send a 15-year-old in to fix this for you?
Yeah. And he did. And he goes, you forgot to check this box. Yeah. And I don't have my glasses on, and that's the excuse I'm sticking with it. So I'm about to hit sign up now, and I hit it, and it worked!
Yay!
So now the next thing on the screen is we have to upload some photos. So we're going to have to find some photos to upload.
This is the important spot because signing up is easy. Anybody who's ever signed up, whether for anything anywhere, can do that. You know, name, birth date, basic stuff, submit. Now your account's created. Yeah. So now comes, now you got to go through some steps because basically you're setting up a home page, starting with the picture.
Now we're going to do a picture. So if you have any pictures you want to put up on our site, email them at hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. We have email working here in the studio. So hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com. Send us an email with a picture in it. Yep. Make it clean. Funny is okay. And, we'll put it up on the site. But right now, let's go to the phones and try to help out James in Liverpool. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I do most of the improvements on my computer, hardware, software, but I'd like to step my game up to start working with the registry. And I know that if you don't know what you're doing, you don't touch the registry.
There you go.
This is true.
Yeah. Can you recommend a book or something that would, for a beginner to start Working with
I don't know if there's registry for dummies. that's a little redundant right there.
Does O'Reilly have anything?
O'Reilly might.
The only reason I mention O'Reilly is for computer, but you're not like we said, we're not going to find a dummy style book. You're going to have to get in and get nitty gritty. I would have a second install or something to play with.
I've never really read a book on the registry since I've been kind of working with it since Windows 95.
Right.
So you kind of get used to which hive is what and what controls who, and just by working and playing with it.
Okay.
One way you might want to start off with is to get a program that does registry compare.
Okay.
We have a couple of those at MajorGeeks.com under the register section, where you can install this program. It watches your registry, then install a piece of software, and it'll show you what the differences are, and it'll start showing. You'll start picking up, you know, what keys do what, where people put things, and how that whole registry database is put together, and that'll give you some leads as to where you can go.
Yeah, as you said, it's hives, and that's the tricky part. You look,
yeah,
and there's six or seven hives, but you expand the hive, and then there's hives under the hives, and
right,
hives under
right,
those hives. You could, you know.
But 99% of the time, it's not really worth toying with it unless you've got a serious problem that can't be fixed by a piece of software out there already.
I just Googled books on XP registry, and the first 10 are the same book.
It is
Jerry Honeycutt's XP Registry Guide, and actually he wrote two XP Registry Guide
books.
Probably
get it used at Amazon or something.
Yeah, actually, new, it's pretty popular. It's $25.19 and down from $40 with free shipping, Super Saver shipping. Let's see, then there's two books that you can buy together, Windows XP Professional Resource Guide, which the resource CD is a nice thing to have if you have XP or XP Pro. That resource CD does also talk about the XP, the registry, as well as many other things.
Okay.
I think
I realize you guys work on computers for a living. Do you use a registry? Do you work on a registry?
All the time.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. But I know what it is. I mean, you have to learn the lingo first, what a hive is, what the H keys are, all of those kinds of things. And if you don't know what you're doing, you really need to wait for the fog to lift. The registry isn't all that complicated once you understand it.
Right.
So once you feel you've got a working understanding of it, it does make sense.
It's not complicated, but it's cryptic.
Right.
Yes.
And not something you're just going to pick up by browsing around through it. And those books sound awesome.
Well, one of the reasons we started Major Geeks was so that you could have an interface for these type of things. That's why we have registry cleaners and the like. For example, a program like X Setup, which is our all-in-one. Now, you know, like, for example, on your desktop, each little shortcut you make has a little shortcut icon.
Yes.
Well, you can remove those with a program like X Setup. All X Setup is doing is going into the registry and changing a simple setting.
Yeah.
So while we all work with a registry, it's so large, so complicated, and so rare that you really need to get in there manually. Mm-hmm. We don't actually physically go and type RegEdit and actually play around all that often, at least I don't.
Unless you really have to.
It's just so big and complicated, and the downside to breaking is huge, where there are tools that will interface for you. But it's always nice, as you said, because I think you've called a few times, it's always nice to have some sort of understanding of just how things work.
And remember, when working at the first tech guru of mine, Darren J. Lau, taught me the first thing. Backups are slightly less important than your heartbeat. When working with a registry, backup.
You gotta have a heart first.
Backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Backup.
Yeah, well, don't those programs X set up, and most of those registry programs offer to make a backup. I know RegCleaner will offer to back it up.
Do it yourself.
Yeah,
just make sure. Make triple sure.
They'll usually back it up to a Reg file, though, so if you screw up, you just double-click it. Double-click the Reg
file. Another great program is CCleaner, because if you want to clean up your registry, it does a backup for you, and then it cleans it up. I have rarely found that CCleaner. In fact, I've never had an instance where CCleaner has messed up any machine that I've told it. Just go through and get all the junk in the registry that doesn't belong there out, and it works. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
So long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. Oh, another announcement that I forgot completely about. I was looking at my calendar because I just got an email from a listener who wants me to come over to their house and clean up their printer, and they want XM radio on there.
On their printer?
Does it got speakers in it?
We do just bolt the thing onto it?
No, actually what happens is I think you hook up the XM radio through the web, and then it prints out the lyrics to all the songs.
Yeah,
that would work, right? No,
that'd be cool.
I've got a comedy show. This is Speed Week at Watkins Glen, which, of course, is our local large, I think there's Oswego Speedway, but Watkins Glen, much bigger racetrack, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, local car clubs take their cars out there at certain times so they can run the track.
Yep.
This is Watkins Glen. Grand opening was yesterday. They had a big race yesterday, and they have races, well, probably that will be canceled today, but a lot of festivities, a lot of things going on, and one of the big things that's going on is a comedy show this evening at Watkins Glen at the Castle Grish Estate Winery at 3380 County Route 28 in Watkins Glen. Phone number is 607-535-9614. Showtime's 9 p.m., and I am hosting that show.
Will you be doing redneck jokes, just out of curiosity?
Well, I would, but the people out there probably wouldn't get them. So,
he's not even there.
Wow.
That bring your check, man.
No, you know, people are pretty good-natured. I did a show down in Cortland, and it was Bring Your Own Teeth Night, so we had a lot of fun that night. No, racing is a big sport. It's the fastest-growing sport in America. It has bypassed some other sports like hockey.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm having a great time. I am a race fan. I have a number 8 in the back of my window.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid drew it with his finger, but I don't know if that right. means anything. But no, we're going to have a lot of fun at the Glen. There's some great headliners there, and it's a great show. Play into a room. I think there are some tickets available. It's a pretty big room, though. We got 200-300 people coming. A lot of fun, and it's at a winery. So,
yes.
And wine now is cheaper than gasoline. So,
you know, nothing goes with driving better than liquor.
Yes,
yeah,
that's my philosophy. Yeah. A cop pulled me over the other day, and I rolled down my window, and he goes, "You drinking?" I go, "You buying?" Don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm still trying that next time.
Don't do that. They don't like that. That's a bad thing.
Even if I have a police sticker in my window, I got one of them special stickers.
Yeah, no. That means give me an extra ticket.
No,
I support the police, and I have never been pulled over for drunk driving until about 20 minutes from now. So, good thing I'm drinking coffee. It's got a little rum in it, but it's all right. Okay, we're at MySpace, back to Real Life Radio, and we will be, after the next break, we'll be calling Ted Rozelski, the shareware guy. Our number here, 421-9325, and let's see now, we got to go back to MySpace.
All right, so your first step was you could hit browse and select a picture off your hard drive and upload it so you have your default picture in place.
Okay, so I'm going to hit browse, and let's put a default picture. What do we, don't we have something funny somewhere of...
That's for the website of the week.
The website of the week's got a ton of them.
Does it? Okay. Right. All right. Well, why don't we do that then? We'll go right to the website of the week. What is our website of the week this week, Jim?
This website of the week is something that was conceived about a week and a half ago.
Oh, it's one of yours then.
In a hotel room in Fort Lauderdale while waiting for a cruise. It's called FlatTim.com. It's not been seen or heard of until this very second. My wife and I finished it last night. Basically, some time ago, a teacher in Canada came up with a thing called Flat Stanley. It was a cardboard cutout of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer vacation or breaks, the kids would have to take Flat Stanley, photograph him, and then come back to the classroom and tell a story about it. And that's how they did that. What I did on my summer vacation.
Last night.
Well, Timmy, lovely partner over here, he won't go out of the United States, and yes, you know, Long Island is out of the United States because it's an island.
It's long.
You know, he doesn't like flying, doesn't like doing this, doesn't like traveling and all that, and my wife and I were sitting there in the hotel room waiting for our cruise ship, and we thought about how cool it would be if Tim had come, because there's Wi-Fi on the ship, we could connect the whole time, and then we realized he would never leave the country. So... we thought, well, let's create an alter ego for Tim that could do all the fun stuff that Tim would never do. And Martha drew it, my wife, on a piece of courtyard stationery with the pen that was available. And we went around the Caribbean and Cayman Islands and Mexico taking photos of Flat Tim in unusual places, like on the beach or with the maitre d' or being sacrificed on a Mayan temple. And those sorts of things. And then we got in the release of on the message board, people were like, hey, you've got to do a site. And so we created a downloadable version of Flat Tim that you can download to your computer, and what we're hoping is that people from, you know, around the world will, you know, maybe, you know, take a photo of Flat Tim at a cool place that the real three-dimensional Tim would never go. Yeah, would never go.
Until the end of worldwide terrorism, and Tim will not leave the country.
That also includes any fine restaurant that doesn't serve onion rings, okay? Because it's a little-known fact that Tim will only eat at restaurants that serve onion rings.
That's true. After the show, we go to a place close by here, and Tim always gets the beer batter dipped onion
rings. So any like real restaurant with a good plate of food, any airport, any international place that's already in
White Castle, McDonald's, Burger King.
It's already in Austria right now. I know somebody in New Zealand and Australia who's got it and is going to send photos. It's on its way to South Africa as we speak. And, again, you can go to flattim.com, download this picture, send a photo, and if you send it to us, we'll upload it, put it in, we'll categorize it for life so that Tim can live vicariously through his alter ego, Flat Tim.
Don't forget the best part of it. This gives us an excuse to give stuff away, because we're always looking for an excuse, but we're just a software download site, so it's hard to come up with polls or surveys or contests. So we thought this would be great. Anything we see that we really, really dig, we'll start sending out t-shirts.
Yeah.
And stuff.
If we really like it or something, we'll send back a t-shirt. Obviously, tell us, you know, who you are, where it is. We'll give some credit and all that. And flattim.com.
Flattim.com, another site.
Be it, live it, love it.
We are MySpace now. What are we called here? Here, you're the expert. If we're at MySpace now, how do you get to our site? It's we're Technology Geeks.
You have to create your own URL.
Okay, yeah, we're supposed to be doing inviting people,
right,
which we're not going to do.
You can invite people, or you can just hit the
skip.
Hey,
we got to take a break. We're going to keep moving forward with our MySpace. We'll give you all the details. When we come back, we'll have on the air Ted, the shareware man, Rozelski. Also, your calls at 421-9325. And we'll also get to our Geek of the Week software pick. No, we won't. But
FlatTim.com.
FlatTim.com. Don't forget that. It's actually a very funny site. There's like hundreds of pictures there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're a real celebrity, at least in the two-dimensional world.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com. It's a Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00111000100.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 454-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that'll work for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
It's all about the pendants, baby.
It is all about the Pentiums here on MajorGeeks.com as a Technology Geeks. I love saying that every week. What happens when they're no longer Pentiums and we got Athlon? Well, we do have Athlon. Oh, yeah, one other thing. Computer Outlets.
All about the dual core.
Yeah. Computer Outlets, brand new location. Yeah, try not to sing, please. Yeah. I can hear radios clicking off all over Onondaga County.
Too late.
Computer Outlets, new location, Liverpool Electronics Parkway at the intersection of Old Liverpool Road. They are in this little building that's right behind where there's a pizza shop, which is very good, by the way. Their store is beautiful. It's small but gorgeous, and they have room for to repair at any given time. I think 4 to 16 computers can be on their bench at any given time, right in the front of the store. Same thing. You get to see them working on your computer. Stop over there. Give them a call, whatever you need to do. But Computer Outlet in Liverpool, which will serve really all of the people in the Liverpool area, north side of Syracuse. They're very, very close to Carousel Center. Don't forget them. Great store, great prices. They actually have some used 19-inch flat panel monitors. They're medical quality. They came from a medical office. I think they're under $200, 19-inch flat panel, high-quality monitor. Okay.
You can insert them under your skin.
You can insert them under your skin.
What is a medical quality monitor?
Because they're used to read echocardiograms and things like that. They're very, very cool monitors.
It'll blend.
And they
blend.
Very little use in they're used, but they're like new. I mean, they're really great. Let's go to the phones. We've got the shareware man, Ted Rozetsky. Did I get that right?
I believe that's how Ted's pronounced.
It's you got the Ted part right. Rozalski. There you go.
Okay. Hey, Ted. Okay, you're the shareware man. What makes you the shareware man?
Well, every month at the PC Users Group, I do a presentation on shareware, different shareware we've gathered up for people to try. And it's kind of a popular segment of the meeting. And so everybody, you know, it's like, who's Ted? Which guy's Ted? Ah, he's the shareware guy.
Ah, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So now you have a bunch of shareware that you're going to share with the, well, I'm using that word way too much, that you're going to share with the people at the Century New York PC Users Group next Monday, May 1st, at 6 p.m. Give us a little preview.
Sure. Yeah, I'm calling it Barbarians at the Gates, Defending Your Digital Domain. And really what we're going to be talking about is what is it that you need to know in order to keep your PC safe from viruses, Trojans, and hacker intrusions, and all that kind of lovely stuff that can happen to you when you're out there in the wild and woolly internet. And we're going to take a look at PC defenses that you can put in place. We'll talk about where to look to know where you're vulnerable, and then how to go about plugging some of those holes.
Okay.
And just anything that people can do to understand what the risks are, and tools that they can use to know what to do about it.
Cool. Okay, let's see. We just had an industrial accident here, Ted. I'm sorry.
Oh, but, no.
Jim just drove the microphone right into Tim's skull.
Again?
It was very, yes, it was very funny.
I just didn't move this time.
All right, give us some examples. You know, we recommend anti-spyware. I've recommended a bunch of different ones. I personally use Microsoft's, it used to be called Microsoft Anti-Spyware. What's
Windows
it called?
Defender.
It's now Windows Defender. And I use AVG Antivirus, although I switch back and forth whoever seems to be on top at the time. They're all free. They don't cost anything. I don't get spyware on my computer. The vast majority of my clients, I don't have spyware issues with these two products in place as long as they're set up with the right update schedules and things like that. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned about having it set up with the right update schedules, because that's where I see problems all the time. People have, anti-spyware or virus protection on their computer, but they've installed it and they feel great. I'm safe now. I'm happy. I've got antivirus. I've got antivirus protection. But I've never set it up to download the updates, and you need to do that. Almost.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. I
think AVG at this point updates daily,
every day.
Well, yeah,
most of them do Norton's updates every day. Pretty. You know who actually updates? I noticed more than most of them is Trend. Trend, PC Illum, they seem to update in, they have file numbers, for example, their latest update will be 351, and they'll do it in segments of four, so the next one will be 355, but there's usually an in-between. So it's not all that unusual to see PC Illum, for example, update two or three times in a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Neat. And it's changed so much over time. I remember when, you know, it used to be, well, updates would come out once a month,
mm-hmm.
It would come out once a week, and now we're talking multiple times a day. So that gives an idea of the magnitude of the potential threat that's out there.
Yep.
If you're not protecting yourself.
Cool stuff.
That's very true. Hey, you know, we got a caller on the line that just wants to know, he wants to know where the computer outlet, or the phone number, the main phone number for the computer outlet. I neglected to give that out, but it is in our commercials. 699-8538, if you call that number. Actually, they're open right now. 699-8538, and they can give you the phone numbers to the other stores, but that's their main store. They have a store in Oswego, a store in Cicero, a store in Liverpool, New York, and their main phone number, which is the Cicero store, 699-8538. If that guy who's on the line, you are guy on line 8, by the way, on my call screener sheet here. If you have any other questions, stay on the line and we'll get to you in just a second. If not, hang up and we'll see your light go out. Okay, Ted, what other kinds of programs should people have?
There he goes.
Well, we've talked about antivirus. We've talked about anti-spyware. Another thing that people should have on their computer is a firewall of some kind. If folks have in their computer setup, if they're connecting through a router, and particularly if they're using a cable connection or DSL, some kind of always-on connection where, you know, you're not dialing in, but it's always on, firewall is real important. If you have a physical router, that acts as a physical firewall, and that's great. But one of the other things that we recommend is that you have a software firewall on the PC itself. It's monitoring two things. It's monitoring any intrusions that get past the router,
mm-hmm.
but also it's monitoring if there's any activity, suspicious activity that's trying to get out from your computer. Because that happens a lot of times, that people will get a virus into their computer that then takes over their email system and starts generating out spam email messages.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know that this is happening. They don't know this outgoing activity is happening.
Yeah, we've mentioned that in the show a couple of times where, you know, people have a router, and that's probably the best way to go is a hardware router for a firewall. But for the small footprint, really, that Windows Firewall uses, you might as well turn it on.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I have it on all of them, and it's no problem. You know, if it will come up once in a while and say, hey, this application that you're trying to run is blocked. Do you want us to continue to block it? And if it's one that I know I can trust, I can just say, nope, go ahead, unblock
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Real easy.
Okay, now we also recommend things like, as you know, big crossover. I'm sure you've heard of MajorGeeks.com, and that's a great source to get a lot of this stuff. CCleaner, things like that. Actually, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Hey, can we have you back next week?
Hey, you bet.
We want to finish out this conversation, and of course, Monday, May 1st, 6 p.m., Liverpool Public Library.
Very good. See you all there.
All right, so long for now.
All right, bye-bye.
MySpace.com, we are the Technology Geeks. That's our URL. It's www.myspace.com/thetechnologygeeks.
It is now.
I just finished it up. We got a MySpace account all set up. Go there, visit it, ask to be invited, send us some emails, give us some feedback, send us some pictures.
LetTim.com.
All these links are on TheTechnologyGeeks.com.
Yep. So long for now. Bye.
See ya.
Talk Radio 1390, WFBL, Syracuse. The more you listen, the more you know.